Welcome, everyone, to this episode of the Leng FM podcast. My guest today is Martina Russo. Welcome to the podcast, Martina. How are you?
Thank you. I'm great. Thank you.
You're joining us from where today?
Now I'm in Milan, in Italy.
Is that where you're usually based, in Milan?
Well, that's a complicated answer. I mean, that's a I was born and raised in Milan, in Italy, but I've been living in and traveling to more countries that I can't recall. So, okay. Yeah, so I'm kind of based between Switzerland and Italy, but mm-hmm. I've been the past 5 years, I've been living in anywhere from Thailand, Laos, and Cambodia to Ecuador and Peru, and then Bosnia, wow. Croatia, Germany. So
very interesting. And that was all for work? Did you learn all those languages, or were you exploring the world, as it were?
Well, at first it was because of work. I went to work to Switzerland and Germany, but then I opened my translation business, which allowed me to work remotely. So it just happened for several reasons. I just happened to be traveling and living in different places. So I know I'm back here temporarily. So
sounds very exciting. So you're a translator, is that right? And you probably do other things that are somehow related to translating.
Yes. So I translate from English, German, and Spanish, both for Italy and Switzerland. And I also do some telephone interpreting between English and Italian once in a while.
Okay, that sounds interesting. Did you study in Italy as well, or did you study abroad too, because you were traveling so much?
No, I studied in Italy. I got my bachelor's degree in translation, communication, and interpretation in Italy. Mm-hmm. And now I am enrolled in a master's degree in audiovisual translation in Spain. But that's a remote option, so I can actually be flexible with it.
So does it work over Skype the way that we talk to each other right now?
I actually just started it, so I'm not sure. But okay. it's mostly written. They upload stuff on a portal, and then you send back exercises and tests. It's all, you know, it's audiovisual, so it's mostly movie subtitles and things like that. So that works perfectly fine.
Very interesting, yeah. And you are the person basically behind the Moving Words. That is your brand, can I say that? That's your,
yes.
Your translation brand, okay.
Yes.
And do you work in a network with other colleagues, or is that mainly you?
Well, that's that's me. And I mean, Moving Words, of course, you know, moving words from one language to the other, concepts and
the other, yeah.
And stuff, but also moving because I keep moving, and I am specialized in travel translation as well. And because if you know me, and if you can tell, I'm not sure, I'm quite dynamic. So it's all kind of interrelated. But I also work with a lot of colleagues. I often get contacts that ask me for work into other languages that I don't do or areas. So I always I have a network of colleagues that I send work to. So.
Excellent. And those are people you know from university or colleagues that you've met elsewhere, I suppose.
Yes, it's mostly colleagues that I've met. I'm pretty much everywhere on media, social media, Facebook groups and stuff.
Yes, I noticed that.
Yeah. So, I mean, people are listening to these podcasts might know me already. But I also started going to conferences this year. So I've started meeting people in person, and that's really cool. So we know each other face to face, and that's...
Yeah. So which conference did you go to this year, for example? Can you name one or the one you like best, let's say?
Well, the very first one was the one in Croatia, in Zagreb, and mm-hmm. that was the BP conference.
Yeah, and I think I heard about it.
Yeah, that was really cool. It was my very first conference, and it was 2 full days, really, really nice, interesting. And then, more than conferences, I've been to some kind of seminar workshops and stuff around. Yeah. I've just been to one in London. It was not exactly, what was the name? The language show live or something. And I met a few colleagues there as well.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity always to meet new people and to see the people that we don't usually see because we work in the home office or we travel a lot. So it's always a good a good occasion to meet people. Yeah. And you said you're very active on social media. Is it just out of pleasure, or do you use it a lot for business contacts as well? or does it depend on the social network, I suppose?
I'm not sure. I mean, I do like talking. I do like communicating, and I do use social media, my own Facebook page, for example, to communicate with my friends and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then, so I really like being part of a group of colleagues. And then when it comes to Twitter and LinkedIn, I do have those profiles there, but it does take a little effort for me to be out there and put out content. So it's mostly, I like communicating with peers, even with potential clients, but it's when it comes to personal communication and more at ease.
Yeah. Because I think it's not so easy if you want to use, I think social media just for business purposes. And I think it usually, it comes more natural that just as a tool to contact colleagues, I think, and friends, but some people are very good about, using, I don't know, LinkedIn, let's say, or other tools to get in touch with clients as well. But I always, found that very difficult as well. So yeah, I guess it's not so easy. The reason for this podcast is that you came up with a very nice idea, which is to make not necessarily stickers, but I think they're decals, but maybe you can tell us a bit more about that. So basically stickers that people can put on their laptops or their iPads or phones, and just to, I guess, tell other people what they are and what they do. So maybe we can just start with basically just what it is, for those who haven't seen it online, for example.
Okay, so I'd like to tell you a story about that, and I have to go a little bit back in time. Sure. So as I told you earlier, I've been living in many places, and at some point I found myself in Peru. Mm-hmm. And as I was in Peru, I met this guy, Dan. He's a graphic designer from the United States. And we kept traveling together. Mm-hmm. And then once we always working from mostly from public spaces such as coffee shops and whatever. And very often you get this puzzled look from other people. What are you doing? Why are you so intensely looking into your screen? So one day we thought it would be cool to have something that you just put on your laptop and says, you know, I'm a translator. That's what I do.
Yeah.
And as a local kind of marketing tool. So, yeah, to let other people know what you're doing. And you never know. They might need your services. He's done that before, and as a art projects and stuff. So we started looking. I knew nothing about these kind of things before. But then he came up with a design, and one design. And then we started looking for printers in Croatia, because that's where we were at the time.
Yeah.
And after a lot of looking around, we found these guys really, really good. They have really good material, highest quality material from Germany, and the best machines to do the cutting and transferring of paper and stuff. So we did one, and just out of fun, we put it on my laptop. And then because I told them I'm really active on social media, and then people started suggesting that we sell them. So we basically gave up our weekend and we put up a store within like 24 hours. It was live. And then we designed a few more designs. And then we went to the printers and we made a deal with them. So from that little thing, everything else came about.
So, and when did it start? Was it a long time ago already, or is it a relatively new project?
Well, that was at the beginning of June this year, I think.
Oh, wow. Okay. So it's still quite new.
It's
quite fresh.
It's still a baby.
Yeah, still a baby. Exactly. And which was the first profession that you started with? I'm a translator, or translator at work?
Yeah, there was translator at work. Then we did interpreter at work, then copywriter at work. And then we added a few more, like blogger, video editor, SEO experts. Well, there were a few. Oh. I have to look. I can't even remember. There are actually quite a few. And then
there's quite a big selection, yes.
Yeah, and then we started making different language options. So now we have the Italian edition, which is also like with a flag color, which is pretty nice. I just put it on my laptop now. Yeah, okay. It's really, really nice. And then we have the Polish version, And now next one up is German. So.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
So it'll be Übersetzer bei der Arbeit or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very nice. And are you planning to add more professions? Did you get requests from people from, I don't know, completely different professions? Or?
So that's a bit tricky because I am so active among translators. Mm. And because I know translator, I am a translator and I understand translators. So it's kind of natural, you know, I just talk to people and they just want one and stuff. When it comes about the other professions, I don't know them. I feel like almost an intruder if I don't know how to, yeah. I don't know how to explain, but, yeah, a few people. Yes. We have had a few also with, how do you say, like business names, not even a profession, just like a business name.
Yeah.
So we've done some of those, but the vast majority is from translators and interpreters.
Excellent. Well, that's what we're trying to do here, to spread the word and find more people who want to stick it like that. Can you quickly explain us how it works? So you get you order the sticker or the decal, and then you get it in the mail. And then I've done it before, but for those who haven't done it, I think you cannot simply put it on. There's a bit of a technique to it, but I think you have a YouTube video as well where you explain how to do it.
Yes. So we receive orders and we wait. So the price of one sticker is 8.99 euros, and mm-hmm. it's extremely cheap. And the only way to keep it that cheap is to wait 10 days between one batch of orders and the other.
Yeah.
So we wait every 10 day, we gather the order and we send it over to the printer. Then the printers, I'm not even sure myself how it works anymore, but they print it. Then there are a few steps. So they have to change the paper, to transfer it to a different paper, then to cut it. It takes,
okay.
That's the first step of the process. And that already takes quite a while. But then what's really painstakingly slow is that they have to divide the mat. Basically, they have mm-hmm. to take everything out with little knives, okay. like, you know, the holes in the P, for example, or the
yes,
R.
Quite delicate.
So they have to take everything out as precisely as possible and to create one batch of, I don't know how many, I'd say 50 stickers, decals. Mm-hmm. It can take up to anywhere between 6 and 8 hours. So,
wow.
So it's, these guys are really, really good and, they're really committed. And, but it's
so
really,
it's actually a lot of manual work, which I didn't realize. So they don't just put it in a machine and then pop it out. It's basically a lot of handwork.
Yes. It's mostly handwork.
Yeah.
And I'll send you the link of this YouTube video so you can actually see how, the whole process. It's a short video, but you can kind of get the gist of it.
Yeah, because I think what I didn't realize is that it's basically like putting a sticker on your car where it's sort of mirrored, so it's the wrong way around, basically. But all I can say is that it looks very nice, so I'll put a photo of my sticker, which is interpreter at work. I'll put a sticker in the blog post as well.
Thank you.
So I think that's also a nice gift idea for the upcoming holiday season, I would say.
Yes.
and certainly a very nice idea to, I don't know, just to raise awareness, I think, for our profession. So that's why I wanted to talk to the person who had the initial idea. And that was very nice. So I would encourage everyone to get one of these stickers. As we said, they are available in many varieties, and they're available in black and in white and in the Italian colors you just said.
Yeah, so far it's the only color one is the Italian flag one, but we're keeping adding new ones every so often, so stay tuned.
Yes. So do you just want to give us the address where people can find these other people? That would be very nice.
Yes.
So thanks to Martina for having taken the time, and thank you for this wonderful idea with the stickers. I hope that many people, that you will have a lot of orders in the upcoming weeks.
Thank you very, very much for this interview.
Great.
This has been LangFM, a podcast about the wonderful world of languages, interpreting, and technology. If you enjoyed listening, please share the podcast with others in whatever way you see fit. Are you listening on the website? Why not subscribe to this podcast in iTunes on your computer or in a podcast app on your smartphone or tablet? Simply search for Lang FM and you will never miss another episode. While you're on iTunes or your favorite podcast app, why not leave a review or a recommendation so others find out about Lang FM? Thank you very much for listening and talk to you next time.